T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every team thinks things fall right and we stay healthy and we get a break or two, we can win 10, 11, 12 games and make a run. Everybody thinks that, even the worst team in the league. But the question is, do you have the pieces to actually make that kind of a run? Is Super Bowl or bust legitimate for the Atlanta Falcons? Now, granted, what we want right now is to just be better than 7-9 last year and make the playoffs. But do you have the pieces to win? So if you start looking around at teams, for example, in the area, does Georgia have the pieces to win a national title in football this season? Yes.
I would think so.
Does United have the pieces right now to win the MLS Cup again?
I think that goes without saying.
Yes. Do the Braves have the pieces to win the World Series?
I think a couple pieces away.
Yeah, I would say no. I think they're missing a couple. I agree. Now we get to the Falcons. Do the Falcons, with this, all the adjustments they've made with the coaching staff, the offensive line, getting these contracts out of the way, Hugh, do they have the pieces to win the Super Bowl as they sit right now?
Yes, I believe that. I believe they believe that, and I think that they have the roster to get that done. I look at this offense, man. I mean, that has been the staple of the Atlanta Falcons since I've been in this market. It's been that offense, that high-powered offense, surrounded by Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman, for that matter, Mohamed Sanu, all those guys. They have enough to score. I look at the matchups in the NFL with the teams they're going up against. They're probably going to be like, you know how when you look in the paper and they talk about individual matchups, the secondary against the receiving core and the running backs against the linebackers and things of that nature. I think in most games, offensively, they're going to be favored in most of the games that they're going to be in, the Falcons offense. So that says to me that they're going to be scoring a lot more points than their opponent, and the defense is going to be playing with a lead for the most part. Defense just has to be an opportunistic defense. They don't have to be the Baltimore Ravens the year that they won the Super Bowl. They don't have to be that. But they have to be an opportunistic defense. You know, we talk about Desmond Trufant all the time, and I know Randy Mack talks about how if he'd have made just a few more plays, people wouldn't be on him as much about his play on the field if he didn't drop so many balls. They have to be opportunistic. That's what I mean by that. They got to go out there, and when the ball's thrown in a catchable way by the defense, you got to catch it, and you got to put your offense back on the field. Everything is going to be predicated on how many opportunities that you give this offense to score, in my opinion.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you because just, you know, you mentioned that and I look at the schedule and I think just from an offensive standpoint, the two games against the Swampers, right, and maybe the game against the Rams, those are the only teams that you might be offensive underdogs against. And even then, you know, the Rams have a potent offense, and I know a lot of people love the LA Rams. Some people think they have the best offense in the NFL. I don't. I think the Chiefs have the most dangerous offense in the NFL. But I think the Falcons are right there with the Saints for number two. I think they're better than the Rams. Now, granted, things have to go right for you. I mean, all these moves in the offensive line have to work. Brown and Carpenter, Sambrelo, Lindstrom, and McGarry all have to fit in with Mack and Matthews, and it all has to work, okay? It all has to work. I get that. Also, you have to have Devontae Freeman stay healthy and be effective. I get that, too. There are a lot of ifs. But, you know, just taking it for what it is right now, do the Falcons have the pieces? And I think they would never mention this, Hugh. They would never say this. If we go to camp and our show or the midday show or the afternoon guys, if they ask anybody on the, hey, is it Super Bowl or bust? They're never going to say, we're not talking about Super Bowl. They're never going to talk about it. But I think you see some of the things, at least you glean stuff, right? And if you see what Arthur Blank has given them the green light to do, get the deals done, you know, to Falcons for Life with Grady Jarrett, with Julio Jones, this deal with Deion Jones, the ability to go out and hire, you know, big-name guys like Dirk Cutter and Mike Mularkey to come in and help to give Dan Quinn, you know, the reign to totally change the coaching staff and do what he needs to do. I think all of this points to the fact that there's a confidence, an air of confidence that's going to open camp on Monday with a team that thinks that it can do really big things this year. They won't say that because they don't need to, but I think that that's what they're thinking too.
They think that every year, John. I mean, that's not a stretch. What you're talking about is exactly what's on their mind. You don't have to say it because everybody in the locker room, you can hear it in the conversation that they have. Everybody's been, since I've been here, talked about brotherhood, talked about teammates, camaraderie, family, all of that. It's because they believe they got something special. And they're trying to solidify that with that Super Bowl championship. That's how you solidify that legacy right there, man. And I think that's what Julio's trying to do. I think that's what Matt Ryan's trying to do. Because they're in a position now. You've made all the money you're going to make. And Julio's about to make some more. But when you look at that, man, like, you check that off the list. Make a lot of money. Make a ton of bread. Julio and Matt Ryan, they've done that. They've checked that one off. It's one more box that they're trying to check off. Well, two more if you want to get, you know, technical. Hall of Famer and Super Bowl. That's it. Everybody don't get to be in a position to be a box checker like at that. Like, you might get one or two, you know, get in the NFL, get paid, you know, become a Pro Bowler, whatever your box checking, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever your boxes are that you want to check. Those are the last two boxes that these guys are trying to check. And you can hear that. I can hear that in the conversation that they're having. I can hear that in the way that they talk about their preparation. And I think the coach is kind of in that situation too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.